Lesson 36, The Prophet Isaiah. Purpose, to teach the children that the prophet Isaiah received revelation for his time and for the latter days. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study 2 Kings chapter 18, verses 1 through 7. Hezekiah is a righteous king of Judah. Isaiah chapter 36, verses 1, 2, 4, and 13 through 15. King Sennacherib of Assyria conquers many cities of Judah. He sends his servant Rabshakeh to Jerusalem to threaten King Hezekiah and the Jews. Isaiah chapter 37, verses 1 through 4. King Hezekiah asks Isaiah to pray for help to save Jerusalem. Isaiah chapter 37, verses 5 through 7. Isaiah prophesies that Assyria will be defeated and King Sennacherib will be killed in his own land. Isaiah chapter 37, verses 15 through 20. Hezekiah prays for deliverance. Isaiah chapter 37, verses 21 and 33 through 38. Isaiah's prophecy that the Lord will defend Jerusalem is fulfilled. Isaiah chapter 38, verses 1 through 5. Hezekiah's life is lengthened. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 3 through 5. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 23. Isaiah prophesies of the second coming of Jesus Christ. All people will know Jesus is the Christ. Isaiah chapter 63, verses 1 and 2. Christ will wear red when he comes. See also Isaiah chapter 66, verses 15 and 18. Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 96 through 98. The wicked will be burned, but the righteous will be lifted up. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 4. Chapter 11, verses 6 through 9. Isaiah prophesies of the millennium. Isaiah chapter 54, verses 10, 13, 14, and 17. In the last days, the righteous will be watched over and blessed. 2. Additional reading, Philippians chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verse 11. Gospel Principles, chapter 43, the second coming of Jesus Christ. And chapter 44, the millennium. 3. Study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture accounts. See Preparing Your Lessons, Roman numeral page 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, Roman numeral page 7. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will best help the children achieve the purpose of the lesson. 4. Materials needed. A. The front page of a newspaper. B. Picture 6-28, The Second Coming. Gospel Art Picture Kit, 238, 62562. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Show the children the newspaper. Why do we have newspapers? To learn about what is happening in the world. Invite a child or two to come to the front of the class and read one of the headlines. Ask the children if they can tell you what the article is about. You might want to take a few minutes to discuss the importance of the event the newspaper article is describing. Explain that many prophets during Old Testament times told the people about important future events, including some that would occur in the last days. The articles we read in the newspaper often describe events that fulfill these ancient prophecies about the last days. In this lesson, the children will learn about some of the important events the prophet Isaiah foretold over 700 years before Jesus Christ was born. Scripture accounts. Using the picture at an appropriate time, teach the children Isaiah's prophecies concerning Hezekiah and his people, the second coming of Jesus Christ, and the millennium, from the scriptures listed in the preparation section. For suggested ways to teach the scripture accounts, see Teaching from the Scriptures, Roman numeral, page 7. Note, please present information on the second coming in a positive way so the children will see it as a joyous event rather than a frightening one. As you discuss the prophecies of Isaiah, bring out the following points. The prophet Isaiah lived over 700 years before the birth of Jesus Christ. Many of Isaiah's teachings and prophecies have been quoted by other prophets in the Book of Mormon and the New Testament, and by the Savior himself. Isaiah prophesied of many events that have already happened, and many that will yet come to pass. When Jesus visited the Nephites after his resurrection, he counseled them to study the words of Isaiah. 3 Nephi, chapter 23, verse 1. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading and discussing the scriptures with the children in class will help them gain personal insights. Hezekiah prays for guidance and follows Isaiah's counsel. What kind of a person was Hezekiah? 2 Kings chapter 18, verses 3, 5, and 6. What did he do to stop the people from worshiping idols? 2 Kings chapter 18, verse 4. How was he blessed for his righteousness? 2 Kings chapter 18, verse 7. After the Assyrian army conquered many of the cities of Judah, where did Hezekiah turn for help? Isaiah chapter 37, verses 2 and 15. What did the Lord tell Hezekiah through Isaiah? Isaiah chapter 37, verses 6, 7, 33, and 34. If we are ridiculed for trusting in God, how can we receive strength? Through praying, fasting, and reading the scriptures, and obeying the words of the living prophets. How did the Lord protect the people of Jerusalem? Isaiah chapter 37, verses 36 through 38. What happened to the king of Assyria? Help the children understand that although we may not see such dramatic results when we pray, our prayers will be heard and answered. Share an appropriate experience when you have prayed for help and received an answer. Invite the children to also share their experiences. Emphasize that Heavenly Father may not take away our problems, but He will give us strength and comfort. When Hezekiah learned he was going to die, what did he ask the Lord to remember? Isaiah chapter 38, verse 3. How did the Lord answer his prayer? Isaiah chapter 38, verses 5 and 6. When we ask Heavenly Father to heal us or a loved one, our prayer may be answered in several ways. We must be willing to accept Heavenly Father's will. Isaiah prophesied of the second coming of Jesus Christ and the millennium. Whom did Isaiah say would see the Savior at his second coming? Isaiah chapter 40, verse 5. Chapter 66, verse 18. How did Isaiah say Jesus would be dressed at the second coming? See Isaiah chapter 63, verse 2. What did Isaiah prophesy every person would someday do? Isaiah chapter 45, verse 23. Philippians chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. In these verses, swear means to testify. Explain that this does not mean everyone will repent of their sins, however. All people will admit that Jesus Christ is our Savior. Why is it important for us to gain a testimony of Jesus now? How can we strengthen our testimonies? How did Isaiah describe Jesus' second coming? Isaiah chapter 66, verse 15. Explain that for those who have been wicked, this will be a frightening time, but for the righteous it will be a great and glorious day. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 13. How will the Lord know the wicked from the righteous? Isaiah chapter 66, verse 18. Emphasize that Heavenly Father and Jesus know the desires of our hearts. If we are trying to live righteously, we will be watched over and blessed during this time. What did the Lord say will happen to the saints when the wicked are burned? Doctrine and Covenants, section 109, verses 75 and 76. See Enrichment Activities 1 and 2. What do you think it will be like to live on the earth during the millennium? Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verse 11. What does Isaiah say about war between the nations of the earth? Isaiah chapter 2, verse 4. How will the wild animals behave? Isaiah chapter 11, verses 6 through 9. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 25. Why do you think it will be a blessing to live in a world where everyone has been taught the gospel? Isaiah chapter 54, verses 13 and 14. See also Isaiah chapter 11, verse 9. What can we do to be worthy to live on the earth at this time? Explain that only Heavenly Father knows when the second coming will occur and when the millennium will begin. Nevertheless, we should be preparing for that time. Emphasize that the millennium is a time to look forward to. Although there will be difficult times before the second coming, we will be blessed and helped through these times if we live righteously. See Enrichment Activity number 3. Enrichment Activities. You may use one or more of the following activities any time during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Discuss several events of the last days. Explain what signs tell us of Jesus' second coming, such as wickedness, war, turmoil, the restoration of the gospel, the coming forth of the Book of Mormon, the gospel preached to all the world, the sealing power restored, the Lamanites becoming a mighty people, and the building of the New Jerusalem. Conclude the discussion by referring to Isaiah chapter 54, verse 10, and verses 13, 14, and 17. Emphasize that those who are righteous will be blessed during these difficult times. 2. Have the children close their eyes and imagine a world where all creatures live in peace. Ask the children how such a world might be different from our world. Help them think of blessings such as no wars, no crime, no disease, and so on. That would be a part of such a world. Explain that the earth will be like this during the millennium. Have a child read John chapter 14, verse 27 aloud. 3. Have each child take a turn pantomiming, getting ready for something, school, bed, dinner, a test, and so on. Have the rest of the class try to guess what the child is getting ready for. Then discuss how we could prepare for the time when Jesus will come again, and list these ideas on the chalkboard. Such ideas might include attending church, being kind, reading the scriptures, praying, and so on. Explain to the children that each of them is already preparing for the second coming by attending church and keeping God's commandments. Encourage the children to continue to repent, keep the commandments, and do those things that will help their testimonies grow. 4. Explain that Isaiah prophesied of many events that have already happened. Have the children look up the following scripture references and decide what Isaiah prophesied and how has it come to pass. This could be made into a matching game or handout. Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 2. The kingdom of God is to be established in the Rocky Mountains. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. The birth of Jesus Christ. Isaiah chapter 29, verse 4. The coming forth of the Book of Mormon. Isaiah chapter 52, verses 7 and 8. Missionaries spreading the gospel. Isaiah chapter 53, verses 3 through 5. The Atonement of Jesus Christ. 5. Using a large piece of paper, have the children write a headline about the second coming based on what they have learned in this lesson. Some of the children may want to write a short article about preparing for the second coming. 6. Discuss and help the children memorize the 10th article of faith. Explain that paradisiacal means that the earth will return to a state of paradise like it was in the Garden of Eden. 7. Sing or read the words to When He Comes Again, Children's Songbook, page 82. I Want to Live the Gospel, Children's Songbook, page 148. Or I'm Trying to Be Like Jesus, Children's Songbook, page 78. Conclusion. Testimony. You may want to bear testimony of the love Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ have for each of us, and how much they want us to live righteously and be prepared for future events. Encourage the children to look forward to the peace and joy that will come when Jesus Christ returns to the earth. Suggested family sharing. Encourage the children to share with their families a specific part of the lesson, such as a story, question, or activity, or to read with their families the suggested home reading. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study Isaiah chapter 54, verses 10, 13, 14, 17, and chapter 11, verses 6 through 9 at home as a review of this lesson. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of lesson 36, The Prophet Isaiah.